In all the experts, Fred, that were out there, the Einsteins, Niels Bohr, Sagan, Max Planck, all of these people who are out there, did they agree on some of the same things?
Some of the same things. Some of the same things. Einstein came up, obviously, with relativity, and then later on he got spooked by how teleportation was possible. Niels Bohr worked on radiation, and Max Planck worked on the Planck constant. He was a Big Bang theorist, and he worked on how the Big Bang and what happened in the first millionths or billionth of a second of the creation of our universe. So each one had a contribution. They had debates. I mean, they had some great famous debates over the years, and no, they never agreed, and they still don't agree, you know. Down on the string, that when we get up to the string theory, which is the M equations, there's a lot more, agreement there, and that's where we go right into DNA, where the universe is actually, ravels itself up into a micro existence. And that's really, in other words, we think of, at least I do, where most people do, they think of the universe as expanding, which it is.
The expansion
would be, the lambda factor, or the accelerating factor in physics. But the universe is now accelerating. And now, if it accelerates, what does that mean? Is that the demise of the universe, or is it consciousness? And it was real interesting. Schrodinger was one of them, famous.
Erwin Schrodinger.
Schrodinger. He had this thing about the cat, and his thing with quantum mechanics was two things. If you're walking across the room, okay, you're not walking across the room. You're walking, before you get across the room, you have to compute every possible way you would cross that room, every possibility of the universe that you would go to, and being dead and alive simultaneously in different dimensions, and then you could cross the universe. That was his Schrodinger equations, okay? That was the beginning of where it got confusing. And then that got so out there that they decided that the moon didn't exist unless you looked at it. The cat didn't. Okay, that was some of the stuff in cosmology that goes on. It doesn't look. But what they're really saying is energy follows thought. And now, if energy is following thought, what can you perceive? And what is your perception? Your perception becomes, the reality that you experience. So then you go into wavelength and bandwidth. Okay, what's the bandwidth of somebody that's on putting a lot of toxins in their body? Obviously, they can't hear across a wide spectrum. They can't think across a wide spectrum. They don't see across a wide spectrum. Versus somebody that's holistically oriented, very brilliant, and does holistic practices, they have a much higher bandwidth. So the realities start to differ. So within the hologram, all these their equations have to pick up and take all of these differentials and make it all work out as one. And it doesn't work. It just doesn't happen. So cosmology has made some steps, but I said years ago, when I saw in laboratories, when I worked at the University of Michigan and other places, I saw scientists dedicate their intelligence to an experiment. Another scientist somewhere else would in earnest try to duplicate that experiment and get a totally different result, because the observation, the point of observation was different when viewed by the other experimenter from the first one. And then I began to realize a long time ago that the science of the experiment has to do with the consciousness of the experimenter, and that's where cosmology falls behind, because they don't understand consciousness. And I've always said that the body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon, and hydrogen is the animating consciousness factor of the human body, and it also is what animates the stars. And when they start to understand, the inner workings of the hydrogen atom, then the hologram and all the secrets start to become simplified, and I've said that for years.
How far off are we, Fred, from really understanding the way the universe truly functions?
I think we're a long ways away, for several reasons. One, these super hadron colliders and all of this scientific experimentation that's going on now to create a time machine or a hyperspace leaping device. They're using huge millions and billions and trillions of electron volts in the laboratories to accelerate the electron up to this infinite mass to create some kind of a space jump, or as science has called it, warp in space, or jumping between dimensions or space itself. It's like if you were to take a piece of paper flat and draw a line across it, and then take a point at the right hand side and a point at the left hand side, and then bend the paper in half and put the two points together, that's the crossing point. And that's what was called an Einstein-Rosen bridge, and that's where science is trying to go. But they're trying to do it with huge amounts of energy in a laboratory versus the delicate way of resonance. And resonance is what quantum mechanics is all about. It's all wave mechanics and everything working in a wave. And so working that way, people can begin to understand, and I believe that science will eventually calm down. And the other thing that I've seen in cosmology, because I've worked in it in the last since I talked to you a lot, is that everybody's trying to complete the unified field theory. There's this huge ego.
and explain that for
us. Well, the unified field theory is like this. The basic energies of the universe are A, electromagnetic force, B, gravity, C, strong nuclear forces, and D, weak nuclear forces. And, of course, where does electromagnetism join gravity? Where does the weak and the strong nuclear force, join gravity or electricity? It doesn't work properly. They can't get it to equate. And so as a result of that, everybody wants to make it work. When they start looking at gravity, you have to start going into what's called dark matter. But dark matter is funny. It's like gold. If you were to look at all of the gold at Fort Knox and how much is there, and maybe in all the different storage places in the world, and all of the gold that's in the ocean, there's way more gold in the ocean, but it's too diluted. So if it's too diluted, what happens is you can't mine it out of the ocean. It would take forever to get the amount of gold out of the ocean. That's the way dark matter works in equations in cosmology. It composes 73% of the universe. So science has a ways to go with the unified field theory.